But if we were all given the opportunity to say what is truly going on, you know, God has ensured, and mark me, I said God, the Lord has ensured that each one of us will have a prayer point. I don't think this place is designed to be a resting place. And we need to pity people who have only this world as a hope for them. Praise the Lord. May we continue to know that Jireh is enough. He has been enough for us for different decades. There's some here, one decade, two, three, four, five, and the six decades. He has been enough. So he'll be enough for the six decades and the seven and eight decades. And he's going to be enough. If he has not failed all of these decades, he's more than enough to hold us for the rest. I wanted to, before Brother Bumi comes on, I wanted to give a brief summary. You all know that on behalf of the church, I, together with one of the missionaries we had been supporting in Trinidad and Tobago, went back to visit and explore other work opportunities in Trinidad 2 weeks ago. So I want to give a very brief summary of what we came back with. First, you remember the hands of the Lord had been on us to support Trinidad, with us to support Trinidad and Tobago 7 years ago, Brother Peter and I went to visit. And he showed all the fanciful videos, if you remember, videos of people that lived like they were living. I mean, we have seen, what I really don't like to do is to guilt us in missionary reports. I never like it, right? I don't like when people come back and they really focus on the degradation. It has never helped. So I like to be as objective as possible. The reality I came back with is that, honestly, God has blessed us tremendously. That's fact number one. I'm not going to beat that fact. But another revelation, as I spoke to these people, visited with them, I counseled, is that the position we're in, God has put us in that position as a ministry. We have great opportunities, not because we went to some fanciful Bible school, but exactly because we are where God has put us. A few years ago, we sent Mercy Barrel to Trinidad, and I don't know how many people reminded me and thanked you all for those barrels. We came away feeling that there's an opportunity for us in our privilege, right? Some of the things that are cast away. I think Paul said it best. He said, I'm not saying that you should lack that others may have, but that your surplus should supplement the needs of others so that there will be equality. And that's what I came away with, that we have tremendous opportunities in these people's poverty, both of spirit and material, to help them. So we did a lot of counseling. Trinidad, for a background, is not like Nigeria. Trinidad is like Nigeria. It's a very, very oil-rich country. Much smaller, but oil-rich. And very much like the country Nigeria, those who don't know Nigeria, it's two worlds in one. There's the world of the affluent, and staring them in the face, sorry, and the world of the poor. And definitely, they live together. You can literally, it is just like in Nigeria, there's a co-mingling. Here, there isn't. It's like apartheid South Africa. You can see it's as if they pushed the poor to the fringes, to the mountains, lands that cannot be claimed. People are building houses on rocks and mountains, like living like goats. I mean, I enter some of these places, and believe me, I've been to villages in Nigeria. Honestly, I've never seen poverty like that before. Am I lying, Brother Peter? I mean, I see, not by choice, by culture and by tradition, we have expanse of land in Nigeria where people, because of our culture, you can still choose to build a few cottages and everybody lives together. It's not as though you can't get mud, right, and build mud houses. But I see families, 8, 9, 10, full-grown school children living in rooms the size of my garage. And these are not even homes on the ground. There are homes on hills, you know. They're like the places where you keep your goats. I kid you not. I was asking somebody, I said, how do you keep rain from entering this place? And they said they simply put buckets to gather rain when it rains. Okay, so I don't want to guilt us. But what is most important is that even culturally, there's depravity. I mean, let me give you an example. Almost every man, number one, maybe we saw only two examples of married couples. In that culture, men just don't get married. They don't. That ability to stay is not there. There's no cultural ability to stay. There's no modeling morality. It's normal. I met several of our sisters, even in church, with children from different men. It's natural. That's the baseline. And then so I won't use up the time for the sermon. Let me tell you know, here, when you see someone working at McDonald's, you say, oh, how are you doing? Okay, so what are you doing to there? 65. I say 65 because I don't want to say 7 out of every 10 people that I met. So I'll just say 6.5. 65% of people I met have no jobs. Not because, of course, because there's been no job for so long, they are now used to it. And those with jobs is the testimony in church that someone got a job. And when I began to inquire what job it was, people were celebrating getting security job, getting road construction. Women, and I'm not talking about illiterates here. These people go to school, okay? So I'm not talking about illiterates. They were celebrating. Oh, I got a job at the supermarket. Oh, praise the Lord! Sister, something got a job in a supermarket as a teller. To drive it home, the biggest issue of mission work in Trinidad this morning, in the seed that the Jegedes left behind, our brothers and sisters, is that they don't have anywhere to meet. Nowhere. Where we met in the open park. Okay, so that's where we went there. We have an op just like the church in Jerusalem, the apostles in Jerusalem, the Sadducees and Pharisees will not let them preach in their own streets. Abi? So the Lord drove them to areas where they could be effective and the church spread. Christ said, if they won't let you function somewhere, go to another city. You will not have gone through all the lands in Israel before I come back. So we have opportunities to be effective. There's things that are extras. We go a long way to demonstrate. This is not a place where you go and set up a crusade. Trinidad has the biggest carnival, second biggest carnival in the world. It's Brazil. Then it's Trinidad. They know how. If you bring out a radio right now in Trinidad, they don't care what kind of gospel anyway, you find people coming out to dance. They know that. They know religion. What they don't know is brothers and sisters in love like Jesus who are ready to walk with the poor, touch the poor, go out with them, visit. They will first look at you. I could see, I don't know whether you observed, Brother Peter, but my 4 days with them, the first couple of days, they were, what's the word? Looking at you to see what kind of, I could see it. I knew it. They wanted to see whether you hug their babies, whether you eat with them, whether you sit with them. They wanted to see whether you are bringing religion and they are familiar, they are old churches. I used to think they didn't have churches, but they had a lot. I saw them. What they don't have are Christians saying, in the name of Jesus, we care. We care for your jobs. We care for your children. We are ready to demonstrate what we preach. So a crusade will not work now. They need a commitment. They need a commitment. So for those of us who have wondered how we will do the work of Jesus, there's an opportunity there. And what are these opportunities? I think we'll, as the elders decide, we'll see down the line. Honestly, Brother Shagun, if Brother Shagun just being Brother Shegu and a professor of something, talking to, sorry, I don't, it's not something, rhetorics, sorry, I don't mean it that way, Brother Shegu. Okay. Just having a professor of Latin sit down in their poor home is a demonstration of love to some families there. It will inspire some children. We're going to be challenging ourselves. My first challenge, Trinidad, number one. I'm taking too much time. Trinidad is not a vacation spot except if you are going for the carnival. Have you ever heard anybody say, we're going to Trinidad on vacation? They are going to eat on what? They don't even leave, most of them don't leave Trinidad. They don't have the money to. Right. You know why? You're not going to get, you're going to, we went to the beach there, and they don't have Marriott and all of that. The government, they have so much money contained, they are not trying to generate revenue. They are trying to actually keep themselves protected from the other South American countries, Venezuela, where there's drug and everything. So they don't encourage that commercialization that embraces a broader culture. Right? So their beach is for them. You don't, they made sure there was no good hotel around the beaches. First challenge to us, please consider Trinidad as a vacation spot. And when you go, they have fantastic, the beach is fantastic. We have brothers and sisters on ground. They will take you to see what we saw. You smiling at them, walking with them, touching them, we encourage you. Some of us think we don't know how to preach. Your fine clothes already preach Jesus. Ah, by the way, these people are well dressed. Don't. That you came, you're a Nigerian, and you came all the way. You care enough to want to climb. That's the gospel for them. And now it reminded me why Jesus spent 3 years just going from place to place, touching people, walking with them, going into their mother-in-laws, their house, and just eating with them. It reminded me of what mission really was. Jesus was doing real mission. So God is not asking a big deal of us. He's not asking us to change. He's just telling us to come out of the bushel. The greatest ministry in Trinidad is that you hang out with them. Can you imagine that? They don't want pastors on the pulpit. They call it liming. They love to lime. They want you to go out with them. And so if we went out, and we have Sister Zira, Sister Kiga there, who volunteered. They just know you're from New Covenant Church, they will drive you around everywhere you want. So that's something we'll be promoting, giving of ourselves, helping the church to develop, encouraging the saints. We're praying for mature Christians, Trinidadians, encouraging them. There are sick people, there's the bereaved, a kind word here and there. And then the ministry of Christ goes on until the church there is strong. And this church will expand the gospel across the world in Jesus' name. So that's what I came back with. If we could say a word of prayer this morning. I don't know whether the church is able to meet this morning or not in Trinidad, but please, let's just take a moment to pray for them. Father, you said that we should go into the world and preach the good news, baptizing men in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of the Lord, we thank you for establishing us here in Hyattsville and what you have done and opening our eyes and the opportunity. I know it's not by accident that you took us to Trinidad that we may see and the things that you're laying on our hearts. Help us, Father, to do your work. Help us, Father, to demonstrate love. That because of New Covenant Church Hyattsville, there'll be living church planted in Trinidad, in Paranim area, in Maraval, Maracas Beach, all of these poor areas that you took us to, in Kova, where Brother Anim, Sister Natasha, and these other missionaries are, all the forgotten areas. Father, we pray, Lord, that your work will progress. The gate of hell will be broken then in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord, for Sister Vera, Sister Dana, everybody that will be trying to get the church together this morning, Father. Father, we pray that you please strengthen their hands in the name of Jesus. Bind our hearts to them. I pray you cause us in this church to rejoice in seeing the body of Jesus established among the poor, the forgotten, and the neglected in Trinidad. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Probably.